Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
La, 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 la. She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, it's starting to work. Hold on. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Video's going. Podcast is going. Bonnie went upstairs to turn the heat off. But how hard is that? Like, she should be back by now. You know, and I'm starting off this podcast on my own. Of course, you know, trying to carry it, waiting for her to do whatever she's doing, but all she was supposed to do was go up and turn the heat off. Oh, here she comes now. All right, so the podcast is going. Bonnie is coming in the room, and it's December. Can you see the podcast is going? Can we do this?
Yeah, just sit down. Did you record that?
Yes, everything's going. It's all going. I don't know what you're going, oh my God, for. You said you were going up to turn the heat off. And then,
I know, then I got some water, too. I didn't know you'd be starting so soon. I don't know what I...
Yeah, well, you know, if you would have said, I'm going upstairs to turn the heat off and get water, then I wouldn't have started it. Okay. I would have waited.
All right. Good.
You know,
we're
learn
ready.
How to communicate.
Sorry.
You don't communicate. And then you that's your problem. You don't communicate, and then you expect everybody or people know what's... Excuse me. What you're thinking about or what
I don't communicate. You on the one hand, you say, like, you give lectures every day. And then on the other hand, you're saying, I don't communicate. Like, how don't I communicate?
Well, giving lectures is not really communicating.
It's not?
No, that's giving a lecture. Communicating is almost like back and forth or, you know, telling, you know, I mean, a lecture could be.
Does this communicate what you're doing now? Because I got nothing out of that.
Yeah, you did.
What communicating is?
Is okay.
Letting people know how you feel or how you see things, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what are you trying to communicate to me right now that I don't communicate?
Not.
And can you give me an example of that?
Well, you don't communicate in a way that people understand what's going on.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't. I need an example. I think I don't know what. Okay. I don't know why you're bringing it up. What
well,
did I
I'm
do?
I'm just saying the example was I'm going up to turn the heat off. Okay. Good. Oh. No, I'm going up to turn the heat off. I might get some water. It might take me a little longer to get back downstairs. So don't start the podcast.
Well, I didn't know at that time.
That's an example.
That's not an example of poor communication. That's of like spontaneous behavior. Because when I got up there, I was like, you know what? I only have coffee down there and I may need a drink of Wawa.
And the coffee is not, it's kind of like lukewarm. It's not even hot.
I'm sorry about that.
And you go to Starbucks like all the time, you and Raina, like.
It's our only thing that we have. It's like something to get out of the house. Like, oh, what can we do today? Nothing. Oh, we can go to Starbucks.
Yeah, but we have coffee here, Dunkin' Donuts, which is way better than Starbucks. And we have where you could brew your own. We brew our own.
I thought of a business plan to take down Starbucks today while I was waiting.
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
And we were at Costco's yesterday or the day before. I don't know.
The days run into one another. I get that. And what? Everything I'm going to say, you're going to be mad about?
No, I'm not mad about it.
Okay, good.
And they had Starbucks coffee there. Bean form, where we have a grinder, we could grind it.
Yeah.
And it would be a lot fresher. I don't like Starbucks, but you do.
I know, but I don't go, hey, Raina, you want to grind some beans? Like, that's not as fun as, like, hey, you want to go to Starbucks? Because she gets a tea, I get a coffee. Tea.
I'm sure you can get Starbucks tea in places too.
But what do we do? Like,
you're paying extra.
Something to do.
I know, but it's just
prices
are outrageous. I don't care. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to help you throughout life.
My hair's bad. Okay.
So, whatever. What were you going to say? How are you going to take Starbucks down?
I thought of a plan.
I wouldn't say anything that can get you in trouble.
Starbucks is going to... What is wrong with you?
Because you say something...
Please, Lord.
What if somebody...
I know, but you're saying, like, don't say anything bad. It's like...
No. You could give... You could
about... I'm on my own podcast talking about, like, I'm going to take Starbucks down. They're all pedophiles, I tell you. Is that, like...
No.
Is that the thing I should be careful about saying? Like, what could I possibly say that would be... What's the matter with you?
My gum. I don't have any.
Well, stay focused. You can get your gum later.
I got some in the bathroom. Spare piece.
Oh, bro.
Go ahead. I'll be right back.
No, I'm not talking. Okay, I'll tell my plan.
No, don't tell your plan until I hear it to make sure it's okay.
I don't know. Then I don't know what to talk about. Hi. It's just me on the podcast. I don't know how to do it alone. My whole thing is just to make fun of Rich. And when he's not here, I don't have a whole lot left. In the old toolbox. So,
you're so stupid.
What?
You're saying to me, you talk on stage. That's what you do.
Should I tell jokes?
No, just what's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind?
What's
on my mind is,
see this gum? See this gum right here? It was in the washing machine, but it's sealed. So I don't think any water got in it, but see how it...
I'm sure it's fine. Just eat it and die.
That's good. You say that
I
now.
Was saying to my friend that like all my jokes are about like, I hope you die, you know? And then, but what if you die?
I don't know.
Then it'd be horrible. Then people would be like, she wished it upon him. I can never say it again. Can never say it again. That's the last time you'll hear that.
Well, I'm waiting for test results today.
Yeah.
My doctor's calling, so it's either good or bad.
It's either good or bad or nothing. That's good, I guess.
I really think it's bad, but anyhow, go ahead.
No, it's going to be fine.
I don't know. I have all the signs of bad.
Like what? You seem healthy, robust even. The only thing that's really drags you down as a person
health-wise,
Listen, why are you shaking like that? What's happening here?
I'm moving my legs.
Okay, so this is the thing. It's anxiety. You're like vibrating with it, you know? And I often think like, what's it like to live in that head of yours where you're constantly looking at the world to see how it's going to fuck you over.
I'm not looking at the world. See how it's gonna
And also, yeah, you're always seeing how things are fucking you over and you're not going to get your share. That's just from growing up in poverty. That's classic.
I get my share. Getting my share is earning my share, and I earn my share. Okay.
Right, right. But even the idea that you earn your share, that's poverty mentality. Like, rich people don't care about, like, oh, do you think like a billionaire is like, I earned my share?
Yes, yeah. People that are self-made.
He thinks that he did?
Yeah, people that are
just self-made. No, they're just like, oh, I'm good at manipulating.
No, some are self-made millionaires or billionaires and proud of how they did it. And they didn't go on podcast.
Yes, I get that they're proud of how they did it, but they don't equate like per hour work dollar signs. That's okay. What you're saying.
Oh, I'm going to take Starbucks down because you grew up in an environment where where corporations were taking over your farmland.
Yes.
And you'll go, I'm going to take them down. So, you know.
Thought of a business plan that could, like, a coffee place that's very high quality, but every single...
Oh, go ahead. Wait. Now you're going to give your idea and someone's going to steal it.
So what? I'm not going to really do it. Do you think
Why?
I'm really going to open a bunch of fucking, like...
That's how people get
coffee
started.
Coffee shops?
Well...
Here, yeah. if you like the idea, go ahead. Maybe in a written oral, what do you call those biographies of how the thing got started? You can include this little snippet of our podcast.
Well, why don't you try to get money out of it?
Okay, who wants to invest in this idea? It's every single drink, no matter what size, no matter what you're getting, is $1.
Oh, I hate to break the news to you, but McDonald's already does that.
Well, great. Then I know that it's a fucking amazing idea. You put it in a coffee shop where the entire coffee shop is like that. And how do you do money? Just a fucking mass people. It's just like a lot of people would go there.
Everything's $1.
Everything's $1. And I would just get a coffee because that's what I like. Even though it's, you know, I would probably get a small coffee, even though a large fucking triple venti... eggplant, whatever. It's probably like, you know, a lot more money, but also $1.
You want the dollar store for coffee.
Thank you. And we'll call it that. The dollar bean. The dollar bean.
No, we won't call it because I'm not going to get involved. Because what
it's
about?
It's a genius idea. And I think everybody knows
what about
that.
Sandwiches?
I think you.
What
know
about
it.
A sandwich?
$1. Everything in there is $1, regardless.
Yeah, really?
Maybe you just want like a donut and it's like a little more expensive than a regular place. Like, how much is a donut actually?
I don't fucking know.
$1?
No, it's more than $1.
$2?
Dunkin' Donuts.
We'll put out Dunkin' Donuts too then. We're going to fucking, with this business plan... I mean, who would go to McDonald's? Who would go to Starbucks after that if they could get the exact same thing?
No, they can't.
This is just a coffee. This is just this costs $2.50 or something like that.
Here's the problem with your...
Just a coffee. This would be $1 in my store.
Here's the problem. Here's your stupidity. As a matter of fact, it was...
Is it my stupidity?
Well, not
or do I have a brain that, like... Every idea is amazing and brilliant.
You know,
I think it's the latter.
No, because, and it was even an episode on Curb where he opened his coffee place, mm-hmm. but the coffee wasn't as good because he didn't have the connection to get the good coffee like the guy. So
we
it
do.
Went, and Starbucks
we do.
Goes.
We'll just get Starbucks coffee from Costco. So you'll be getting Starbucks coffee for $1.
You'll lose money.
No?
Yep.
No?
I think you will.
No. Yeah, in the beginning, as all businesses do, but by the third year, I'm telling you, we'll be on a trajectory. We'll be hockey sticking it. Okay?
Oh, yeah. And you're going to pay rent and equipment and...
I'm not doing it.
Whoever is doing it.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? Like, I already said that I'm not doing it. Here's an idea you guys can have. Anyone can take it and run with it. And you're like, no. Now your reasons for not doing it are because there's all these steps. Well, that's why I'm not doing it.
Steps to failure.
Not my failure. I just come up with the ideas.
Well, I hope somebody tries it and then sues
Dollar.
You.
Bean.
Then sues you for
dollar
idea.
Bean. I'm telling you, it's
Dollar bean.
Dollar bean. It's so like simple. That's the thing. Sometimes you get an idea, you think, how has this not been an idea before? And it's because
everything's
your brain is better than everyone else's.
Almost everything's been an idea. And
dollar bean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, like I said, McDonald's does. I think it's McDonald's. All their coffees.
That just
are
gives
dollar.
Me that just that's just like a selling point. If McDonald's is doing it,
yeah. Corporation, big one,
mm-hmm.
where they're, you know,
yeah.
they don't make their money on coffee. Their
Did we start this off as about communication?
Yeah. Mm. All right. So what do you want to talk about? This podcast, since we started videotaping it, has been getting on my nerves because you're trying to be like friendly and nice, and
I know
and
I wanna, feel it too. I there's it's like
it's fucking
it's that thing.
Stupid.
It's that thing in science where it's like if you observe something, it changes regardless.
What the fuck? What in science?
You don't know about that?
No,
I know a little bit about quantum physics, but
go ahead, explain that one. If you
explain if
you observe something, I'm observing the coats that are hanging up behind the camera.
They're probably get down to a molecular level. They're behaving differently than they would if you weren't observing them.
You're so. you really think, you know, they're coats. They're sitting there. They're still coats.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything different than what coats do when they're hanging
right,
up.
Right.
Okay. If I leave the room, they're not going to start dancing.
No, they're not. No,
okay.
They're
so
not.
They're coats.
Okay.
So I don't know what your scientific.
I love you.
What were you saying now?
I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to go into entanglement theory or anything like that. We're just going to move on from this. Okay.
You have no fucking street knowledge.
Oh, instead of arguing about quantum physics, which you know nothing about, which I don't either, but obviously more than you. But instead of arguing that, which you know nothing about, instead you go, you don't know nothing about the streets.
You don't. Yeah.
That's how you're going to you know what? That's kind of a brilliant strategy. Get them on your turf. Right? Take them out of the science, which you literally know zero about.
Are you kidding me?
Remember when you were like, come look at the rainbow, Reina? You were in California.
No, I was in North Carolina.
You were in North Carolina and you told Reina to go outside and look at the rainbow. Okay. So now the streets.
What?
The streets.
Yeah, I told her.
She's in New Jersey.
Took up the whole sky.
So you were sure that she could see it, right?
Oh, yeah. Can you see the sun all around the country? Can you? Can you see the sun? What? What are you laughing at?
It's fun to be the smartest person in the room. That doesn't happen to me all the time.
Can you,
know? You
see the sun all around the country?
Yes.
And the sun is high up
well,
in the sky.
Well, no, I mean, you can't. Sometimes the sun is in California and it's not
okay.
in New Jersey
when it's
anymore.
When it's on the East Coast, can you see it on the whole East Coast? Yes. Okay. Is a rainbow pretty high in the fucking sky? Huh? Is a rainbow pretty high? What are you laughing at? It's not funny. How high is a rainbow? Do you think a rainbow just...
You know what? I just thought of a good like YouTube thing for you to do.
What?
You argue with an expert. You get somebody who's like really smart in their field, and then you just argue with them.
Yeah.
In their field, on their turf.
Well, because I know a lot about a lot of things.
I've seen you do it. I know I've told the story before, but can I just tell it one more time?
It's just
so classic Rich Voss. Okay, so we're going to buy a car.
Oh,
no, we're going to get our car extended warranty. So we go into the car dealership, and you really were making it known that you knew about cars.
I used to sell cars.
Yeah, you were telling the guy, I used to sell cars. I know about cars. And... You're going to have to help me out with the other brand of car. What kind of car did they sell there?
Audis. Yeah.
And
Porsches.
And Porsches. Is that so you had a Porsche at that point, and you had gone in there to get an extended warranty on your Porsche, and you were like, you know, bartering with the guy and telling him that you sold cars and knew a lot about cars. And he was kind of like, I felt I could tell that he was like, oh, this guy. But maybe that was me projecting my own, oh, good, onto him. But it felt like he was kind of a little bit eye-rolly with you.
I was just trying to save money.
And then...
They make big money on these warranties. That's what they do.
Okay, so then...
I'm no sucker.
What was the kind of car that you said, when we're leaving, you go, I really like these. And you pointed to an Audi.
A Saab, I think. I
oh,
said.
Yeah, you go, I really like these Saabs. And the guy goes, that's an Audi.
Yeah, so I made a mistake on the car. Big deal.
But it was so funny because you had built up that you knew so much about cars. It was like...
I know.
It was like a real sitcom moment. And we've had many of those, you and I, where you fall into it so easily. Like, you were completely telling the guy how much you knew about cars over and over and over again. And then, I like these Saabs. That's an Audi.
First, you know what?
Can we get a little, applause break, sitcom sound effect on that?
Oh.
I really like these Saabs. That's an Audi. On to the next scene. And then it's all about you, like, well, I do know about cars. I made one mistake. That's the next scene.
I hate your voices.
I know a lot about cars. Hey, listen. I know a lot about cars.
Oh, really? That's how I talk?
No, I'm not. I don't do impressions. I do impressions of your soul, not of your voice.
I do know a lot about cars.
That's the impression of your soul.
I do know.
Oh, you think you know so much?
No, but I don't. Like, listen.
You try to
I think I know stuff, but I always undercut it with...
Oh, no.
I always undercut it with, I might be wrong, and I'm always aware that I think, like, other people do know more than me. You
no.
seem to never take... You think everyone else is just, like, the biggest idiot you've ever met.
No. The other day... Princess or Queen Bonnie said, would you like, I don't know, fries? And I said, okay. And that was wrong. She said,
No, not what he said. I said, do you want some fries? You go, sure.
No, I said, okay.
No, you said, sure. Because I said, that's not the correct thing to say, sure.
Sure, I'd like some fries. Why not?
You're supposed to say, yes, please.
You're supposed to say yes, please.
Okay, that might have been
what
a little.
What the fuck were you?
That might have been a little judgmental, but
that might be a little ridiculous.
But
you, like
but you always say sure.
Here, here's
and
here.
It's a thing you do. You go, do you want a bagel? Sure. It's
no,
like
no,
no you're acting
listen.
Like you're conceding. Like I guess.
Listen, you know what?
Here's, that's why I
here's
said
somebody
it.
Asking, do you want something? Here's multiple answers. Would you like fries? Sure. Yes. Okay. Why not? Sounds good. Right there is five. Five things you could say that all have the same meaning. Okay? Give me the fucking fries. Yes. But no.
But yes, please means like, oh, I'm grateful that you're getting them for me. Sure is kind of like, listen, I know it's a stupid little thing. And I didn't make a big deal of it. But I just
Oh, you
said,
did. Yes, you did.
I did a little. Did. I did a mini lecture about it. That's it. A mini lecture. It wasn't a tutorial. Sometimes I give them a tutorial.
Yes, please. Can I have some more fries, please?
No, because.
Yes, please. They're fucking fries. We have. Tons. You throw out more food. Okay.
I just meant like when someone's offering to get you something, you shouldn't say, sure. You should be like, yes, please.
No, and
thank
here's
you.
The other thing, too. You said, would you like more fries? You didn't say, would you like me to get you more fries?
I was getting them. I was up.
Yeah. So would you like me to get you more fries? And then I might say, yes, I would like you to get me fries. But I wouldn't have said it that way anyhow, because that's not, you know what? That's how you communicate, quick and to the point. Do you want fries? Yes. Boom.
No, you didn't say yes even.
Oh, do you want fries? Sure.
Yeah, okay. I like sure. I just want to
quick
point
and direct
out
to
one
the
more
point.
Thing.
Quick and direct to the point.
Your sures are not the way that you're saying them now. It's like this. Sure.
What the fuck? How do you say sure? Are you crazy?
No, but in the moment, it did feel a little like dismissive. Sure. So I just said, hey, you should say yes, please. Sure is not a great answer when someone's getting you something. I just, it was like a teaching moment. I was like, okay, maybe he'll learn this now.
Nope. It's a dumb, if that's your lesson, if those are the lessons you're down to in life, you've ran out of lessons.
Well, maybe.
You've ran out of stuff to complain about or try to teach someone about or... yes, please. Yes, please, ma'am. Because, you know, I guess the castle you grew up in, that's how you...
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a castle. Yeah.
Is that how you guys talk to the servants and the maids? Yes, please.
Really? Yeah. Really? You want to go on my street now? Huh? Is that what you want to do? You want to fight? You want to go to the farm? You want to talk about poor? You want to talk about...
Poor? You had a farm.
You want to talk about privileged? Look at you.
House privilege. I lived...
You had running water, didn't you? Didn't you have running water?
Huh?
Well, you privileged little piece of shit.
Yeah, didn't you have your own food? Chicken and cows? And
we had to forage for our own food, okay? Not really, but we had to plant and...
Oh, you planted cows and chickens?
Oh, no, but...
You had them.
We had them, but, you know...
Eggs? So that means you had...
but we had a lot of work to do every day to get it. I had to milk a cow every morning.
Unlimited supply of
eggs.
That's
why I'm so good at...
Yeah. Unlimited supply.
Aren't I?
No. Unlimited supply. The cow must have said...
Not as good at DJs because we didn't do it that way.
The cow's probably said, you're yanking too hard. What?
I always gave myself credit for being like a gentle milker. I mean, there are different styles.
You had... access to
you
eggs.
You start here, and you roll down, pull and roll, pull and roll.
Okay, are you gonna cut me off?
I'm not. I'm just practicing now because I forgot how to do it. There you go, like that. That's how you milk a cow. I'm sorry, but it's like
nobody.
Now that it's come back to me, I do try to. I'm going to jerk you off that way, like I'm milking a cow, so you can see. Do you like that? That's a pretty big teat you got.
Pretty big what?
Teat.
What's a teat?
It's the cow's tit. They call it teats. You never heard that? You didn't even know that? Welcome to my street, baby. I can teach you a lot.
You don't know nothing. You had access to eggs, all the eggs. You had access to poultry. You had access to milk.
When I watched,
ice cream,
when we watched
ice cream, cows, all kinds of meat.
When we watched Hillbilly Elegy, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
It just sounded wrong when I said it. Hillbilly Elegy.
I was thinking
these people don't seem poor at all to me. I mean, we had plastic bags that we washed out over and over and over again. We used our lunch sacks over and over and over again.
Your lunch what?
Sacks?
Did you just call a bag a sack?
No, because it's like a paper sack.
A sack? Holy fuck. I mean,
Come on, girls. Get your sacks.
Oh, Mom, can I?
I don't want to take a sack to school. Can I get a lunch pail? You bring home. And my mom would get very angry if we didn't bring home our sacks.
Can I have a bottle of pop, please?
Yes.
Sacks. Nobody says sacks unless you're in the Midwest, Colorado, or Indiana. We say bags.
Well...
We don't say sacks.
All right.
I'm trying to see. That's what I mean. You don't know. You don't have street knowledge.
So you don't have fun sacks. You have fun bags.
Don't have street knowledge. That's the kind of shit that will get you killed.
Oh, really? Saying,
yep.
Can you pass me that sack? It's a bag.
that's what gets you. That's what gets you killed because you got
Jesus.
No street. You know,
Jesus.
If you're walking down the street and whatever.
Like, who do you think grew up more poor, you or me?
We definitely were poorer than you. You had a house. We lived for free in an apartment above my grandparents. You know, so you know we didn't. My mother was a secretary. My mother was a secretary. She had to survive. She had to support three kids on a secretary's income. You know. So I don't know. I mean, we didn't have any. I mean, we had. All of our relatives had money, but us.
Did you have to wear hand-me-downs?
Well, yes, I'm sure my brother did. I didn't wear my sister's hand-me-downs.
Oh, but from cousins? We get like a big box from our cousins or something.
I don't know. Maybe we did. I don't think so. I don't know.
That was shopping day at our house.
What's that?
That was shopping day at our house. Get a big box, go rummaging through it.
I'm tired. Oh. In an hour, my doctor calls.
You're going to be fine.
All right. Anything else you want
to
talk
about?
Oh,
my God. Your anxiety. Just look at that. You're having fun. You weren't thinking about it. The minute you thought about it, you're like, I got to get out of here. What would take your anxiety away? Like, if you weren't doing the podcast right now, what would, like, what are you going to go do to fill the time before your doctor Zoom?
Oral.
No, come on. You can't do it to yourself.
I already worked out. So.
I'll give you a hand job.
No. Stop. Just quit talking so dirty. I don't know. What? What are you laughing at?
You were street 1 second ago. And now you're saying stop talking dirty. Like, you're all over the place, man.
No, I mean, I'm street when I'm street, but I'm, you know, trying to do something respectable here. Mm. Do a respectable podcast, you know. What can we talk about? We watched a couple of movies lately.
We watched movie reviews, Richard Foss.
Unhinged, which was, seemed like it was
I wanted to start a Twitter thread of like where people just did their, like, we just did plot holes.
That whole movie.
Unhinged.
It was so aggravating. Yeah, you kept, why? It was so fucking aggravating, you know, just... Say you're sorry, you fucking selfish piece of shit.
You were team unhinged guy just because she wouldn't say sorry.
Well, and she was stupid. Stupid.
Well, she didn't have a lock on her phone.
Oh, you can't give the movie away.
Okay.
Was it free? No, we even paid for it.
Well, we already gave away that she the guy's chasing after her.
Well, we didn't tell that.
Well, that's in the preview.
In the trailer?
I mean, people know.
All I'm saying is
there's a lot of plot holes.
The whole
major
thing.
Major plot holes. Almost like the movie was written before cell phones, and then they tried to update it.
No, the movie wasn't written 30 years ago.
I mean, I'm just saying it seemed like that, like where you're like, well.
Borrow
that guy's cell phone then. Russell How about Crow. You run and get that guy's cell phone? Why don't you use that cell phone?
Russell Crowe was great in it, though. He was good. He's good.
He's a good actor, but he's gained a lot of weight, man.
It doesn't make you a good or bad actor. Maybe he has a thyroid problem.
What are thyroids? Cookies?
I don't judge people.
That's a new cookie's thyroids. Then you could say I have a thyroid. Then you go, I have a thyroid problem. But really, it's cookies. That's my second genius business idea. I'm gonna put out a bunch of products like thyroid. What's another one? Heart attack. You know, something.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. People say, well, why are you fat? Diabetes. Then you go and get your diabetes. They're cookies.
So stupid.
I gotta go take care of my diabetes. It's cookies. It's kind of genius. God, I am. I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, another day. But really, you'd be grateful for every day because I got two fucking amazing ideas already, and it's not even 3 o'clock.
Your lines are not moving on the computer. Are you not talking?
I'm sorry, I am. There you go. They can mix it. It's fine.
How do you know what they can't bring it up the level?
Oh, sure they can. Sure they can.
I can't sleep at night.
Okay. Do you think it's because of too much coffee during the day?
No, I drink at maybe 2 cups at the most a day now. I don't drink that
much.
Why
do you turn mine up then at least?
I don't know.
You're worried about it.
I'm not going to turn it up.
Oh.
I'm going to
wrap it up. I just got to sit here like this and go like into the mic.
I'm going to wrap it up, not turn it up. I bought 2 shirts yesterday. It sucks going from medium to large fucking, because of this pandemic, sitting around for 8 months and eating. I mean, I work out all the time, but I still gained weight.
Well, because we eat so much more than we used to. We eat 3 square meals a day. I mean, we're like... I forgot to get my dessert at lunch. You know, it's like
I built muscle, but I gained weight. I'm wearing a large.
I think you look good.
This is large. I used to wear
Did
medium.
Did you just spit on me?
No.
I feel like I saw it. Why? No.
All right. Listen, this weekend I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, Friday and Saturday.
Wear your masks, everybody.
I always wear my mask. I was in Rhode Island. I had a great time up at in Rhode Island, you know, they're close.
This is more like how I used to do the podcast before any of the camera was on. I would just be like, are we almost done? This what funny, but now I'm like, hi.
What funny part is in this? Because they're going to go, what clip do you want us to put up? And I have no idea.
No, they could just, they could pull out of any, this was a good one. They could pull anywhere.
What was good about it?
Well, I like the part where I'm telling the story about your Audi.
That story's been done.
Not on video. Yeah. Anyway, is there anything that you wanted to say to me that I maybe, like, been doing good lately or something you're proud of? Or...
Well, it wasn't a compliment podcast. We weren't complimenting each other. You didn't compliment me on anything. What am I going to compliment? Yeah, you made good soup. That soup was good. The last soup you made, very good.
Okay, that felt great. That
that soup was good.
I just said, can you give me a compliment? You're like, what are we getting to? Is that what we're doing? I didn't hear any comment.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheesh.
When you come up with a new
sheesh.
Like,
that you know what that is? You know what that is? That's when I say, do you want more fries? You go, sure. That's all that wrapped up in that's in the sure. Nope. That's and I heard it, and that's why I said say yes, please.
No. Because
you hate giving emotionally.
I don't at all. Did I say you made good soup? Yes. And I said it when you made it. I go, oh, this soup
but
is
you
good.
Got so defensive so quick. I just said, is there anything you wanted to say to me about anything?
I couldn't think of anything right now. That wasn't what I was planning on doing. I was wrapping it up, plugging
some
dates.
Well, you're good at scratching wins.
I'm not good at it. I got whatever.
Or scratch-offs, whatever you call them here. You won a won a lot of money this weekend lottery, and I'm surprised you actually came home. What is the number where you're not going to come home?
I'll always come home. I'll always come home.
Get your stuff.
to this badgering and this deflating of my ego and
what?
Would you like fries? Yeah.
No, that's not what you said. And that's not how you say it. And you know that.
Yes.
You, because you're being watched, you're not.
I'm not being watched.
Oh, yeah, there's a camera on you.
Oh, big deal. Do you think people can't, from listening to this, realize what kind of prisoner I am? Do you think they don't know?
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't. You always like when you're retelling a story that you said, you're never like, yeah. Like last night when we were watching the movie. Were you in a good mood doing that?
Yeah, I was tired and in pain. And it was probably
the only
the worst
time you had any energy was to yell at Raina.
No, you know, I didn't yell at her last night. And
you didn't?
No.
What about when she swore?
I yelled at her for cursing.
Okay, so there you go.
Look, can you do the same level of voice throughout this and not up and down like you're trying to make a
You
point?
Told me to speak louder. I spoke louder. Now you're saying like...
No, it's just the pitchiness. It was probably the worst...
I won't make any more dead jokes.
It was
I promise.
The worst.
Yeah, you heard it here, but...
The worst...
You can't stop what's going on in
It was
there.
The worst animated movie that we've watched. And we've watched some good ones.
That was the first one we watched because the second one's coming out. And the second one's supposed to be worse.
I don't know. Don't even say the movie. I don't want to give it a, you know, I'm not here
what?
To be negative. Boy, there's no reason. It's just our opinion.
The Croods.
There you go. Hope they sue you.
Well, you're allowed to have opinions about movies. How do you think critics make their money?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Critics. Everybody's a fucking critic until they try to do it themselves.
So you're going to try to make an animated movie?
No,
is that, I guess, what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying. Oh.
It's almost time to eat again.
All right. listen, this weekend I'm at Uncle Vinny's. Then I have the Regatta in Atlantic City in the middle of the month. And that's it for December.
I didn't talk about anything I wanted to talk about.
What did you want to talk about?
Nah, it's okay.
Save it and let's write it down.
Okay.
What did you want to talk about?
It's okay.
No, I'm listen, because then after this, oh, you didn't let me talk. I did.
I feel like you let me talk.
Yeah, I did. And I was listening.
And you don't hit me as much now that the camera's on.
I never hit you in my life. I've never hit a woman or a girl ever. Never. Ever in my life. Okay. That's one thing I could tell
the
you right now.
The fact that you're saying it is a little scary.
Well, because you said something that's like saying, oh, you robbed the bank. I never robbed the bank. Never. You don't put that kind of negativity out in the world because someone that listens to
this. I feel like since the way you put that, that you did rob a bank. Did you rob a bank?
Never in my life.
It seems now like you're, thou protest too much. And perchance you did rob a bank.
Never. I have never, whatever.
Never whatever?
I'm tired of this. I got to go. I'm done.
All right, go. Let it, end it. I'm just sitting here.
I was going to end it, but you keep throwing out, so you stop hitting me. What kind of thing is that to say?
Who would say that? Okay.
That'd be funny if I knocked you out right now. Just fucking clobbered you and go, oh, well, I guess I can never say never again. You know?
Do it, just for the joke of it.
No.
Come on, I won't press charges.
You wouldn't have to. There would be citizen's arrest. Has anybody ever done that?
Citizen's arrest?
Yeah.
I mean, in movies.
Yeah, that's a citizen's arrest.
We also watched The Undoing.
Oh, yeah. Kind of dragged out.
It was unsatisfying.
They could have done that in two episodes.
Yeah.
The lawyer was great.
Yeah, but I hate in courtroom dramas. They're like, they go off book. They're saying stuff they're not supposed to be doing, and then they just like the person's not saying like, what do you call it? What is the thing they always stand up to say? Objection! Objection! And then the judge will be like, I'm going to allow it this time. It's like you wouldn't allow it. This wouldn't happen. This line of questioning wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
It's always like so. And then my client is not a nice person, but that's, you can't go to jail for not being a nice person. You know, it's always like the same tropes. I'd rather be the lawyer to somebody who's guilty, quite frankly. It'd be less guilt on my conscience if you go to jail.
Your fucking ad-libbing is really,
I know, apart. I was like having a hard time.
Jesus, that was horrible. What the fuck? You put everybody, you should be going to court for that. That was fucking horrible.
If I was on the street, what would happen to me?
Oh, you have no street. None whatsoever. Objection. And then what the fuck?
Well, they always say that, like, I'd rather my client was guilty. Less pressure.
They never say that. I've
heard it in many shows. Then they always say, don't tell me if you're innocent or guilty. I don't care. My job is to make one guilty man go free.
Do you think by doing another voice it makes it better or
funnier? Okay. Oh, sorry. Done. Over.
No, I'm just asking.
No, I'm not doing it anymore. You're right.
No, go ahead.
First of all, I know this. After 10 minutes, only our Uber fans are still with us. So they put up with a lot from me. So I don't have to worry about new folks still listening. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Know what I mean? All right. Thank you to our fans who are cool. And we never say that because we hate being nice, but
I'm very nice.
But we have fans that have been with us for a long time.
Someone emailed me yesterday and go, oh, sorry, I blocked you on all social media. I go, just when you thought 2020 couldn't get worse. That was my response.
He blocked you?
Yeah, he goes, I blocked you on all social
media. Why did they say that?
I don't know.
And who was it, a friend of yours?
No, I don't know who it was. Just some,
just a stranger?
No, some advertising guy or a publicist or somebody.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I don't care. Because I blocked you on all.
But why would someone say that? That's so weird.
But why do they email you that?
Yeah.
But they go, sorry. Why would you be sorry? Either unblock me or you're not sorry.
Why wouldn't you tell me who it is?
I don't know. I forgot the name of the person. I just said.
Can I see the email after?
It's all in trash. I got rid of it.
Okay. That was the most interesting that's happened during quarantine. But okay.
A lot of rain this week. A lot of rain.
Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it.
Oh.
We appreciate you.
Do we?
Even though this is the last time you'll ever hear us say that.
Goodbye. Bye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Experiences are what people love most about travel. With Viator, you can browse and book tours and activities so incredible you'll want to tell your friends. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Viator has experiences in over 190 countries. There's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. Viator lets you keep things flexible. Use Reserve Now and Pay Later to secure the activities you don't want to miss without being locked in. Whether you want to take a backstage tour of the Grand Ole Opry, a Miami Bimini Bahamas day trip by ferry, or a private guided tour of the Grand Canyon, Viator is for you. Download the Viator app now and use Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
This summer, go to the movies. Projected on the side of a mountain. Discover a new favorite restaurant. Your campsite. Find yourself when you lose your signal. Discover a new playlist. Mother Nature. Make your summer special at the Kia Summer Sales Event with a dependable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Event ends 7/5/23.